seen for a long time. What have you seen last?
I started here to a room on my furthest key.
It's well known that Parshas Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. The Baal HaTorim says right at the beginning, Lo Yiske Moshe Bezeh HaSeder, in this Parsha Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Masha Ein came B'chol HaChumash, from the time Moshe Rabbeinu was born in Shemois, from then onwards, right through till this Abrocha, inclusive the Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned. This one is the one Parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. Says the Baal HaTorim, why? We know. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said by the Chet HaEgel, be moichel leklal Yisrael im ayin mecheni nom es sefrecha. If you're not going to be moichel leklal Yisrael, wipe me out from your sefer. And so, although Akrish Bochu did moichel, was moichel leklal Yisrael, but nevertheless, kilalas chacham is even al tanai. It carries on, even if the Torah is Mekoyim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of removing Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Mekol HaTorah, just on this one parsha, as you do on the Baal HaTorah. I think it's also well known. People say, why just this Sedra? So they say, the well known, this is the Sedra in which Zayin Ador, Moshe Rabbeinu's Petiro. Yeah, okay. Now, that's well known for many, many years. Okay? Now, let's add to this. There's as follows. I have for a long time had this kasha in my mind, and Ataka Oznaim Latera asks the kasha. The Gemara tells us that this idea that we lay in a parsha each week, that's not nisht almal gvinazoi. But Ma'arova, the Gemara tells us in Eretz Yisrael, they used to lay into the Sefer Torah 3 years. Right? So therefore, how do you work out? You can't just tell if it's a 3-year cycle. So that's kasha number one. Freita number one, the kasha number one. Kasha number two, Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in this week, but Moshe Rabbeinu was born in this week. The same mistake the Haman made, right? It's Bazayin Adon Noilad, Bazayin Adon made. So what's punk? Because, okay, so he asked the two kashas. Those are his two kashas. So he wants to say, very beautifully, and under Teretz, he wants to say like this. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheninu misifrecho asher kosovto, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kelas Chochom al Tanai, it's Mekoyim, Kelal is Mekamot. So therefore, there's got to be somewhere removal of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Right, okay. Moshe Rabbeinu did something else which had an effect on him. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in Parshas Shemois, at the snare, to go to Mitzrayim, to go to Paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shver zu verstehen, Moshe Rabbeinu stood for a week and argued with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He said no, and he said no, ich ken ish, ich ken ish, ich ken ish, a week, Moshe Rabbeinu. I always wondered, what exactly, what does it mean a week? How long were they, was it just once a day, for 7 days, or was it a conversation, a dialogue, what was on, please go, no, Rabbi, Moshe Rabbeinu said no, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, no. Aber bekitz at Moshe Rabbeinu, because he refused to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him that Haloi Aaron Achicha HaLevi, Aaron will go with you, but Aaron should have been the Levi and you should have been the Kohen Gadol. Kohuna should have been from you and the Via only Aaron, but because you refused to go, Aaron will be the Kohen and you'll only remain the Levi. Okay. Until Mamish Parshas Tetzaveh, you wouldn't know the difference. What's the difference between Levi? Oh, but now in Tetzaveh, we're now being Memane, Aaron as Kohen Gadol, but after Tetzaveh is Bnei Yisrael, and the next Va'ata, two Psukim later, Va'ata Hakrei Velechaz Aaron Ochicha, now is going to be in effect what you did, the other Kilas Chochem Al Tanai, if you like, the other thing which you did, which will have an effect. Now that one thing has taken effect, i.e. that Aaron is becoming the Kohen, and therefore we see that what you did there by the snare now has an effect. Also, the other thing that you said, Mecheni Nom is Sifrecha, will now have an effect. So we put it into here, in this part, into Tzaveh, because this is when Moshe Rabbeinu's actions brought fruit. His action of saying Mecheni Nom, of not going back to Mitzrayim, brought about that Aaron became the Kohen Gadol. That's this week's parsha. So at the same time, we mention Moshe Rabbeinu said Mecheni No also goes in this parsha. As for emphasis, all the kashas. As Zeh Oznaim LaTorah. He says another pshat, though, another very nice Zeh Shein. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'chein inam misifrecha," right? "V'chein inam misifrecha," which meant, "Take me away. You're not a Klal Yisrael, because if I can't save Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael need me, right? It's the Meizlchus Klal Yisrael. If I can't succeed, then garnished." Right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need Moshe Rabbeinu. We need Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael, live and survive and succeed. Okay. The Gemara Dashans in the Begadim, Bigdei Sarad, says the Gemara, Bigdei Sarad, Il Moleh, but the Bigdei Sarad, Lo Nishaya Sarid Vapalit Me Yisrael. The Zechus of the Bigdei Kahuna is Matzil Klal Yisrael. Because of the Bigdei Kahuna, we're Matzil Klal Yisrael. So there's a Hatzalah, Klal Yisrael survived because of the Bigdei Kahuna. Come to Chois, and every Sedra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to remove Moshe Rabbeinu's name, because who will save the Yidden in that Sedra? But in this Sedra, where we have Bigdei Sarad, where we talk about the Begadim, so now we've got an alternative savior for Klal Yisrael. Now we can remove Moshe Rabbeinu just for the moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to remove Moshe Rabbeinu's name, because Klal Yisrael will be open to the elements and will be Chas V'Shalom in danger, nothing to save them. But this week we've got Bigdei Sarad, so the Bigdei Sarad will save the Yidden. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we can take Moshe Rabbeinu's name away from just for the sake. That's the Tzveit Zachmaz Zot. Then he says something else also very nice, because it's very much down to earth. By the Goyim Lahavdol, their head of religion, I don't know what to call it, is M. Everything revolves around him. His birthday, his death, his success. Okay, look, he is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Moshe Rabbeinu who brought Torah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, who in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu else existed in the world. We don't know his birth date. We don't know his birth date. We don't know his shteitnish. Chazal tell us that in Ador, but it's shteitnish in Pasuk. The Pasuk here is Tetzaveh. Here you have the Parsha of Tetzaveh. No mention of Moshe Rabbeinu at all. Machnishkin Geshaft. No Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ik is Nish Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ik is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Our Yahadus is a geboit af an emes, nicht af a mensch, was is by the goyim. It's important, his birth date and when he did this and when he did that. That's to them important. To us, Moshe Rabbeinu, although he's the one that saved God's Klal Yisrael and made the whole world what it is, it's not mentioned to show you that it's not him. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom. As a result, that's all from Nazlaim name Latoyer. Unusual. Parsha Tetzaveh is unusual. And it's not in sync with the connection with the Parsha. We're dealing with here, Terumah Tetzaveh, because it is a Mishkan. Roughly speaking, it's the Mishkan. And in Terumah, so many times Moshe Rabbeinu were told, do this, Vasisa Baruchis, Vasisa Aaron, Vasisa also Aaron, Vasisa Sakroshim, Vasisa, and all of a sudden, Ve'ato, well, who's he been talking to till now? Va'ato Tetzaveh Bnei Yisrael, you. Wasn't it mostly till now? And then two psukim later, Va'ato Hakreve Lechaz Aron Achicha. And a few psukim later, no, again, two psukim, Va'ato Tetzaveh Lechol Chachmei Leiv. There was a psukim, Va'ato, Moshe Rabbeinu, you, kill it. So obviously, we're stressing the Moshe Rabbeinu aspect of what has to be done here. So the Sforno says these three things, i.e. Shemen Lamoir, to create the oil, to appoint Aaron as Kohen Gadol, and to instruct the Chachmei Lev to make the Begadim, has to be Moshe himself. Moshe can't use others to go and advise him and do it for him. Moshe Rabbeinu, you yourself have to go and see to the oil. You have to go yourself or talk to the people to make the oil. You have to do it. Not like Va'asisa, which could be through a shaliach. You have to do it. The same with making Aaron a Kohen Gadol, and the same as instructing people to make the Big Day Kohuna. Why should that be? Why should that be that there has to be Moshe Rabbeinu, these three things? I'm sorry, I'm going to be mixed up. Just give me a moment. Sorry. I'm sorry, can I leave that aside? I'm sorry, I started with this and I don't know if I've got the... I'm not very clear. Okay. To go on to something else. Maybe I'll come back to this point. Why Davka him? I'm not sure. Okay. A different question, which is very obvious here. We've just been told in Terumah to make a Mishkan. And in Tetzaveh we're told to make Kohanim, Bigdei Kohanim and Kohanim. So why is the mitzvah of Ne'er, of Shemen Zayis, not Ne'er, why is the mitzvah of Shemen Zayis here? Ketores, which is also needed for the Mishkan, doesn't come until Kisisa. So all of a sudden, in the middle of it, make oil. Why is the oil mentioned here? So say like this. In all the Kalim of the Mishkan, two things, if we can use such a term, are more important than the others. The most important items in the Mishkan are these two. One is the Oren, because in the Oren is the Luchos, and two is the Menorah. Why? Because the whole Tachlis of the Mishkan is to bring Hashiros, Hashchina, and Klal Yisrael. V'shochanti b'soichah. The whole tachlis is that this will bring about Hashros Hashchina. The Oir Hashchina will rest in Klal Yisrael. The Oir Hashchina comes from Oir HaTorah. The whole success of everything is all the Torah. Else is the Torah. The Torah has three chalakim. We always say two chalakim, although there's a third chalak. The Netziv says like this: there's three chalakim of the Torah. The Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And the Torah Shapilpul, to be machadesh in Torah. The Torah Shabiksav and Torah Shbalpeh, that's the Eidos, that's the Luchos. The Oren contains the Luchos, and the Luchos is Torah Shabiksav with Torah Shbalpeh, Torah Shabiksav in the words of the Luchos, in the words of the Torah. I mean, Rashi brings in Yisroi that the Tariag Mitzvahs are Merumas from Rabbi Rav Sadia Gaon in the words of the Aseres HaDibros from Anochi Tel Reyecho. So in those words, you've got the Torah Shabiksav which connected to them is the words of Torah Shebaal Peh. So in the Oren you've got Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. But very important, with it must go another chelek, the chelek of Torah HaPilpul. That a person can be mechadesh in Torah, the Talmud Chochem, can be mechadesh in Torah. Kon Talmud Chochem has a reshus to be mechadesh in each Torah, something new in Torah, that's licked in Torah, that's not in Torah Shebiksav, not Torah Shebaal Peh, that's another called Torah HaPilpul. Where do you get Torah HaPilpul from? From clarity of mind. For that you need lecht. That's what the menorah was. The Oroin is the Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. And then if you come along and you have a menorah, which makes a clear, beautiful light, that light of perception, of understanding, and if you've got a clear mind, you can be mechadesh in Torah, Torah HaPilpul. Therefore, the Morishim says this to Moshe Rabbeinu, I told at the beginning of Terumah, Dabel, Bnei Yisrael, Chalit Terumah, also only Mitzvah, Shechanti, Besoichom. How will that come about? Two items. The Oroin, and the menorah, and the light of the menorah. So in the Oroin, by the Oroin, it says in the Pasuk, make the Oroin, and then it just says, just by the way, Ve'el ha'Oroin, titen es ha'edus, what the Oroin is for, it's for the edus to put inside the luchos. And what's the menorah for? Lahalus ne'er, it says make a menorah, and it also does say in the Pasuk, Va'asisa es ne'eru seho shiva, ve'el ha'es ne'eru seho. Okay, but how will you? This is the second chelik which is needed to bring the Oir Hashchina, which comes from Oir HaTorah. This is the other chelik that's required, and so therefore, when we finish making in Terumah all the bits and pieces, all the kelim, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the next thing, important thing, is in order that this thing should be successful before we even go to Kohanim. But the whole item will only work if there's a Shemen Zayis Zoch special clear oil, extra clear, extra special, because the person that the Talmud Chochem was going to be through his Koich HaPilpul is going to be Mechadish in Torah, has to be utterly clear. That's what is needed. Therefore comes next the Inyan of Shemen Zayis. Before we go any further to get Kohanim to go and act act and behave and do the avodah in the Mishkan, we need to establish what it's all for. The two items we need is the Torah Shebiktav Shebal Peh and the Torah Shebil Peh. That's why it comes before Big Tikkun. Without the Sabbath Bnei Yisrael, has to come to it. There is one very nice reason, very easily understandable reason, why Moshe Rabbeinu had to be the one to instruct that Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol. The instructions to make Aaron a Kohen had to be direct from Moshe, and it couldn't be otherwise. I'll tell you why. The Gemara tells us there is... The Gemara in Erevin tells us that Rashi brings here, Chumash also somewhere, that the Seder HaLimud, how did it work with Moshe Rabbeinu, who received the Torah, received the HaLimud from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it says, Moshe Nichnas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the Halacha, and then Moshe Rabbeinu got it, and he said, right, Aaron, I need to tell you something, I've just learned something from the Bainish Leilam, and he sat with Aaron, and at Ibn Gegeben, this share that he just had from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave it over to Aaron. Then Aaron moved to the side, and in came Nadav and Aviyu, and then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it Nochamal. So Moshe Rabbeinu said it, Aaron now heard it twice, and then Zakenim came in, and so on, and then Klal Yisrael. Okay. And then the Gemara goes on to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu had finished teaching it to Aaron Rubanov, Aaron and Zakenim, and Klal Yisrael, after that, Moshe Rabbeinu went away, and Aaron repeated it. Aaron went to tell everybody. Not nice for Aaron to say, you please go and make Big Day Kohuna to make me Kohen Gadol. The shame. The Chomet L'Sifores. The Chomet L'Sifores. Make the Godim for me, the Chomet L'Sifores. The Chomet L'Sifores. Another Aaron didn't mean it, wouldn't mean it himself, but it doesn't look nice that Aaron should say, by the way, you know, with a smile on his face, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should make me glorious clothes that you should have covered for me. It's a shame. But Aaron, you've got to be the one. You've got to be the one to go to the Chachamim and tell them how to make the begotten for Aaron, because Andrush is a Zenish shame. Can't be Nishto Azazach. The Klei Yikar, a very long piece at the beginning of the parsha, asks a few questions. He starts off like this. First of all, why does it mention hadlaka of the menorah, light the menorah? Why light them? Do the avodah is later on. Right, one question. Next question, Rashi answered this question, but Rashi, a question it is, me'erev ad boiker, it says tomid. Oh, Rashi said tomid can mean regularly, but normally tomid means continuously, without a break. That's not erev ad boiker. What's erev ad boiker? Right? Second kasha. Third kasha, the Torah says, tisantatach, get oil, lahalos ne'er, now where should you do it? But oil moed, michutz laparoiches, asher aloedus. Why all the directions? The oil moed. We know where the oil moed is. We know it's Michutz Laparoches. We know it's the Paroches is Asher Aloedus. We know all that, so it's not necessary. Third question. And fourth question, Lahalas Ne'er? It's Ne'erois. Ne'erois. Yeah? And you have Taka later on when the Pash of Ne'erois is repeated. It says Ne'erois. In Baloischa, Baloischa es Han Ne'erois. Yeah? And here it says Ne'er. That's a... So he says like this. The Mishkan, in state of Shachanti B'Seuchon, the tachlis of the Mishkan is the Shabbi Shechina. It's therefore important that it's apparent to everybody, everybody can see that it's clear that there is Hashroas Hashchina here. How you going to notice it? How will you know it? So he says there are three halakim. Again, it goes into three. He doesn't specify what the third one is, but we'll have to surmise the following. One area is the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Kodesh Kodoshim, that's one area of the Mishkan. Then the second area is the Kodesh, the Oil Moed. Now, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, there is a very clear demonstration of the Shekhinah there, because in the Kodesh Kodashim you've got luchos, and in the luchos themselves are an act of a ness. Mem v'samach If you take a piece of stone and you cut out a mem, an endomem, and a samach, you won't get a mem and a samach. You'll have a big blob because there's nothing to hold the middle piece, right? Like with stencils, when you do with stencils with the children, you have to have a little connecting line. Well, that connecting line spoils the mem and spoils the samach. Because in this nishka mem, nishka samach, in the Sefer Torah, if you do an endomem and you have a line in the middle or on a samach, it's nishka endomem and nishka samach, the Sefer Torah toignish. So therefore, in the oil, in the Kodesh Kodoshim, if you went inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, and you went inside the Oren, and you had a look at the Luchas, you can see the Shekhinah. Mem benes, mem besamach benes, oyem dim doza, klora raya, that's Shekhinah. But nobody goes in there. Nobody's allowed in there. Nobody goes. Even Aaron goes in on Yom Kippur, Kodesh Arayin in Kodesh Kodoshim, in the Oren. Okay. So we need a raya a bit outside. So we're coming out now into the Kodesh, into the oil moed. In the oil moed, you have a menorah. And the menorah is a raya that Zashchonah Shoshchina in Israel, because the Nemarovi, Boyoyo Maschil, Boyoyo Messiahim, the Nemarovi burnt the whole time. Burnt the whole time. So in the menorah you have a raya of Hashos Hashkino. You come into the oil moed and you see the menorah, the name are obvious, and it's burning the whole time. Agav, Mekafrekt, by, I think, by Briska Rov, Mekafrekt Halachim Shaila. If the name are obvious burnt the whole time, how are you Mekan the mitzvah of Adlachas Neirois? You're not Mekan the mitzvah of Adlachas Neirois. It's lit. You can't say, well, the others. How are you Mekan the mitzvah? Like I said, you're not Mekan the mitzvah if it's lit. Put it out. Yeah. So they are good. Hilchas Shabbos is the adin. I malek two oil into the lamp. This is called avora. If you've got an oil lamp burning and you pour extra oil in, that is the maleches avora. So that's what he did. The Kohen Gadol. All the others, the Kohen had to light. Had to light with a match. Had to light it with a flame. Whereas the Ne'er Marovi, he didn't light it. He just poured some oil in and dos haste had lokum.
Same sealer all the time.
Huh?
So the same sealer lasted all the time.
All the time. Says all the time. Never went out. Which was a nest. Obviously it's a nest. So that's pshat now in our pasuk. And I think we're coming back now to the ve'atos. Yeah, don't take here's the ve'atos now. Ishtet ba Moshe Rabbeinu vayar reishis loy. So b'darshim from vayar reishis loy. Reishis loy means everything began from Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything that there is good is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Who are your racist lakoil? And from him, all Nisim came about because of Koch from Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, the Nemarovi, how come the Nemarovi burnt all the time? Because that came from Koch Moshe. Araya, when Moshe was born, Nismale Habayis Oira. Moshe Rabbeinu's Mahus. Moshe Rabbeinu's actual being brought light. His house was Nismale Oira. Baby's born, and the house is filled with a Ruchin thicker light. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was Mishaveh, who brought about the name Arovi. Ba'ato. That's why you, V'ikcholech of Shemin Zayis, Lahalois Neir. We're not talking about the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neirus of the seven nights. So that's later on. It says Neir, and that's why it's Tomid. We asked the Kasher before, why Tomid? It's not, it's Meir of Adboike. It is Tomid. This Neir is Tomid. And it's only you, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a Neir, it's one Neir, and it's Taka Tomid, 24-7, 365 days a year. And it's from you, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kor comes from you. V'adot the Tabit B'nei Yisrael, because through you, that became possible. Aaron became Kohen Gadol. Vem doch a kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a gewaltige kasha. Aaron was the one that made the egg. Good. Mask him. Aaron did it the same. Shemaim. Aber lemaise. It was his hands that were osuk. Viazo kum toisit. He was kosher to be Kohen Gadol. Viazo ken zayna zazach. Is the territories state impossible? Over Am, over Aaron, his son of Hashem, by his parallel, by Ad Aaron, by Isahi, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah brought Aaron back to be able to be Kohen Gadol. And what's going on problem? It's a pagam. whatever Aaron did, the Lashem Shemayim, Lamaisa was a pekam. And therefore, how can that be the pekam? That's why, Ein Kategen Asasaneke, we can't use gold. We can't use gold in the Kodesh Kodoshim. We can't take in the Kohen Gadol because Kategen Asasaneke. Because why? Because the Gvena Egel. And Aaron is there, also Gemach the Egel. Aaron was the major, yeah? He did it, Mamish Lashem Shemayim, to save Klal Yisrael. It's wonderful. Obel Lamaisa, it was an Egel. And it became a chelik of a chet. It started off a chet, whatever. By Yerovam also. Yerovam made his egle, his agolim. There was mamash l'shem shemayim. Eile lehecha Yisroel. They thought it was a way to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there wasn't a bad intention. Obel lemaisa is gevoron. From Yerovam is gevoron avodah zarah. And from Aaron's good intention is gevoron a terrible chet of Klal Yisrael, chet of egle, which we suffer from till today. We are in pokti upokat elechem chatosam. Right? The chet of egle goes on. So how comes that Aaron could be the Kohen Gadol? Through Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Therefore, v'ato hakrev elechos Aaron ochicha. You have to be the one that will make Aaron Kohen Gadol, because it's through you he is Kohen Gadol. On them, if it wouldn't have been you, it wouldn't have worked out. Aaron couldn't have been Kohen Gadol. That's why it says v'ato. And here's the third v'ato. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to be the one to talk to the Chol Chachmei Lev Hashem Ilei Sivroa Chochma? Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to directly command these Chachomim who can do this Begodim. You know why? Because only through Moshe do they have the Chochma. Where do they get this Moshe Chochma to make these Begodim? Where do they get the Chochma from? You know where from? Moshe, Arayah, State Impossible, Furish. V'ato tadaber el Kol Chachmei Lev. Now, you should speak to all Chachmei Lev. So what should he say? Asher mi lei sum. I filled them with the Ruach Chochmah. These are the men who got Chochmah by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was a gift from Kadosh Baruch Hu to have this wonderful Chochmah. But it says, Asher mi lei siv. I have filled him Ruach Chochmah. So you say, well, it means each one of them. Nein. It's not the clay of God. It means Moshe Rabbeinu. They got their Chochmah through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu mi lei siv. I filled Moshe Rabbeinu with a Gvaldika Chochmah. And from Moshe Rabbeinu, his Chochmah went and was mispashet. These Chachomim became Chachomim through the Koch Moshe Rabbeinu. You are the one, because you're the one that brought about the possibility that these people, your Chochmah went and spread onto them, and therefore through you they became Chachamim that could make Begodim. Therefore it's Va'ato, you have to do it. So right, that's how the three Va'atos now. Va'ato to Sabbath Bnei Israel, because you have to command Klal Yisrael. Because this is talking about the Ner Tomid, the Ner Maravi, which is Tomid, therefore it's you. The Ness happened because of you. And Aaron is Kohen Gadol because of you. And these Chachmei Lev or Chachmei Lev because of you. Therefore, Va'ato, Va'ato, Va'ato. Dafstein Va'ato. Not just what he said, it has to be Va'ato. And this is not the clay you call. Reb Shlomo Hoff, Rav from the Old Torah, Tamol Gezot, heard him darshan. It's an interesting he'ora on Rashi right at the beginning. He says in the pasuk, "Shemen zayzoch kosis lamoir." Yeah, so lamoir v'loy lamenoches. Yeah, this oil, this one drop, this oil is super pure, and lamoir. The menorah. For the menorah, it has to be super pure, but for the menorahs, it still has to be pure, kosis, but not as pure. There was a gewaltige remes to a mensch. The menorah, the lecht, is ruchnis, the lecht of Torah, and menorahs is gashmis, essen. Yeah, look after our own physical needs. When it comes to the ruchnis, zach, das sein, top notch. Only when it comes to Ruchnis, when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Masa Mitzvahs, we should be medaktik, top notch, A1 plus. When it comes to Menachos, it comes to our gosh, mitzvah 11, no, thank you, people get it wrong, you know, they make their homes utterly beautiful and they're satisfied if the basement is tatty. The Chefzei Shemayim, people build beautiful homes and it costs a fortune, and then, oh, mezuzah is so expensive. What's the cheapest mezuzah you have? They didn't go to the bath salesman and say, what's the cheapest bath you have? They wanted gold plated tatty. Did all the chaps give it to the license? And when it comes to mezuzahs, it's always very expensive. You bought the most expensive bathroom suite and the carpet and the door. So, and the mezuzah, you go, kosis lamoer, and lamoer has to be lamoer, lichtikai veruchnis, it should be top, and lamoer, lamoer, and dafnis, and that's it. Stop showing my half once someone said that, that's it. There's a famous Rashi, on the Ephod. Moedika Rashi on the Ephod. Rashi says it's very complicated, the making of the Ephod. And so Rashi says, I don't know, I've never seen it. In Bosse Lefari says, no, I'll tell you the whole parasha, and then I'll go right through and tell you how it was. And he says, her Ephod is like an apron which royalty wear, ladies wear when they're riding on a horse. He says, I've never seen Loi Bosse and Loi Roisi as a Seder. I've never seen it written down exactly what the Ephod it looks like. But my heart tells me that. So Rashi says, Libi Oimeli, my heart tells me that it's like an apron which royalty, the women of royalty would wear when they're riding on their horses. That's what Rashi says. So what's the Libi Oimeli? So Mazal Tiva like this. Rashi, except the father Kedusha of Rashi. Rashi, that's a Heiliger Yid, a Moedig Heiliger Yid. He once came out of the Beis HaMedrash, and in the street went past a princess, went riding by, and he saw a princess riding on a horse. Why would the Kish Bacha put a Michel? That's a Heiliger Yid, was Mishoma Einov. He be careful where he looked, and never to look at the things he shouldn't see, and he's all of a sudden with Beis HaMedrash, he teaches us. Libi Oimeli. I take this as a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can understand what the Ephod is. The Ephod is like a sinner, Shaloiv Shais Noshim Haruchwes Alasos. Libi Oimeli. There must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu only did this for me, for a reason, for Episode to turn to explain that I can understand what the Ephod would be. That's Libi Oimeli. If I'm not mistaken, I think I spoke at Tatsava last year. I'm not sure because I think I said this over this morning here, but I can't go away without repeating a Kerem HaTzvi, which is, I think I've said it here before. It's Mamish Alichtiger Kerem HaTzvi. With the stones, the Avnei Miluim in the Ephod, in the Choshen. Right, the state lines are in the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us, Baha Avonim, these 12, four rows of stone, yeah? Oidim Pito Rekas, four different rows, three per row, and each stone is for the Klalis, for the Shevet of Klalis, well, it says like this, Baha Avonim Tihiyeno, Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael, the stones shall be Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael, on the names of the B'nei Yisrael, Shetem Esrei 12 Al Shemoisam. Okay, now, the Gemara tells us that the Avnei, that the Urim Batumim, when the Kohen Gadol had a Shaila, he put on Urim Batumim, and he went and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Shaila, the state in Shoftim, after Yeshua died, the Shvatim wanted to know who should go to war, Miyale. They asked the Shaila, can Gadol put on the Miyale? And so, if it was the Kohen Mazoche, he'd get an answer from the stones. How would he get the answer from the stones? Either Noshim Boiltois, the letters would, if the answer was yes, it'd be hey or nun, would shine or would stick out, protrude, whatever, whichever way it worked. Right. Pray the Gemara Kasha. Abba Pray the Gemara. Chosa Tzadin. If you look through all the names of the Shvatim. You go through all the names of the Shvatim, there's no Tzadi, Pray the Gemara. If the answer to a Shaila would contain a Tzadi, there's no letter Tzadi. And for the Gemara, it states Avram Yisrael Yaakov as well. As well as the 12 Shvatim, it says Avram Yisrael Yaakov. For the Gemara, it's missing a Tess. Tess is also missing. And for the Gemara, it says Shivtei Yishurun as well. So you've got the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, yeah, and you've got Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, and you've got Shivtei Yishurun. That's the Gemara. Frek the Kerem HaTzvi, three bomba kashas. If there's a tzadi and a test missing, so which one do you notice first is missing? The test. So why didn't the Gemara ask, there's a test missing, and then a tzadi missing? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Just a minute. You've got two more letters missing. Ches and Kuf are missing. Ches and Kuf are missing. Have a look through the names of the Shvatim. Ches and Kuf, as well as Tzadi and Tes. You've got Ches and Kuf. And the Gemara doesn't even ask that. The Gemara doesn't say Ches and Kuf. The Gemara doesn't ask him, don't answer it. What's going on? And then, this is a difficulty. What's the pasuk say? Bahavonim, the stones, Tehiyena, should be Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael. It should say the other way around. Shemois B'nei Yisrael, Tehiyena, Al Havonim. Yeah? The names of the B'nei Yisrael should be on the stones, not the stones on the names. That, three kashas. So it's Machadish Pshat in the Gemara like this. The Havamin of the Gemara was, Bahavonim, Tehiyena, Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael means, the names of Bahavonim means the names of the stones. On the stones, as well as the names of Bnei Yisrael, as well as the Shvatim, you'll have the word Oidem Pit Tovarekes Noifech Sapi Yohaloim. You'll have the names as well. That's how the Gemara types of that types of Bahavonim Tien. The stones will be Al Shemois Bnei Yisrael. They'll be on the Bnei Yisrael, right? So very good. So that's Pshat. Now if you look through, if you go and take the names of the stones, all the 12 stones, you've got missing, at that, you've still got missing a Tzadi. That's why the Gemara asks, just a Tzadi is missing. If you look through the names of the stones and the Shvatim, you'll have one letter missing, a Tzadi. Frek the Gemara, Tzadi is missing. And for the Gemara, it's got the names of Ram and Zubiyaka. What does that mean? That means none knows what the Gemara. When it says Vavonim Tihiyena, it doesn't mean the names of the stones. It means the names of the Ovis. The Ovis are called Even, Roya Yisrael. Even. Even is the stone upon which Klal Yisrael is built. It means the names of the Shvatim are on there. Avram, as well as the names of Klal Yisrael, the Shvatim. And the name of the Shvatim, there's the name of Avram Yisrael Yaakov. Oy Bazo, you've got the Ches and the Kuf, and you've got the Tzadi. Right? Frey the Gemara, we're still missing a Tess. And for the Gemara, Shivte Yeshurun. Now you've got the Tess as well. So what have you got? According to the end of the Gemara, you've got the names of the Shvatim, you've got Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, and you've got Shivte Yeshurun, so you've got all the letters. So Aleph, Enfet, the Aleph Kashas, the three Kashas that they had, that why the Gemara asked, not asked Tess, because in the Havamin of the Gemara, you did have Tess, because you had the names of the stones. Oh, you didn't pit star. The Gemara didn't ask that Kasha. But when the Gemara changed it and said, you haven't got the names of the stones. Oi, then I've got a test missing. Fret the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shivte Yeshurun. One final thing very quickly. I've gone on the tzitz. Shteitim Pasuk. Pituche Chosam. Valsis of tzitz. Lohav Toir. Bavitacht Allah Pituche Chosam. Kodesh Lashem. You should engrave Kodesh Lashem. So the Gon is Bavus. The Gemara says, Gil Maftechos. The three keys which HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps for himself, although once or twice he didn't keep himself, but Eliyahu, Abba became three Maftechos, Achshbohu keeps himself. Pituche is the word Mafteach. Pituche Choysom, Kodesh Lashem. Which keys are Kodesh Lashem? The Choysom. Choysom is Ches, is Chaya, childbirth. Tof is Tcheas Hamesim, and Mem is Matar. Pivasisa, the Pituche Choysom, the keys of Choysom, of Chaya, of Tcheas Hamesim, and of Matar, is Kodesh Lashem. That's Hashem's private affair. He deals with it personally. Shabbos.